Let's noodle. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A story in Phelan's dream starts out like this. Quote, Matt had woken up and reluctantly told his mother that he'd ruined a new set of sheets on the guest bed thanks to the open, oozing catfish bite on his arm. All this while noodling. Here's Colin Kearns, chief deputy editor of Field & Stream. Noodling? The Family Guide to Noodling?
Yeah. One of our editors, Will Brantley, he lives in Kentucky, and one of his favorite things to do every year come July is to go noodling for catfish. That's the time to do it. And it's a big family thing for him. His wife goes. They've got a young son who they're going to bring along this year. He's not going to be noodling himself, but he'll be watching from the boat. And it's just a fun, you know, thing that he and his family do. And so he wrote a story about some tips on how to get started noodling, you know, some of the stuff you'll need to do it safely, and you know, tips on where to find these fish.
You know, I'm from the hockey world, and catfish are going to be very much top of mind next year. I don't know if you watched the Stanley Cup playoffs, but there were a lot of catfish thrown on the ice.
I know. Catfish on the ice. Yeah, who needs to noodle when you can just go to the hockey game, I guess.
Final tip. Most newcomers are afraid of encountering some foreign creature hiding in a hole, like a snake or a turtle or a beaver. Avoiding those problems is easy enough because all those critters must breathe air. Tip, never reach into a hole that's not completely underwater, and you'll probably be just fine. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.